Today, we're going to talk a little bit about messaging and how language on a website should be about the customer and not the MSP. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Today, I'm going to answer a listener who asked, "You mentioned on your rebuttal to the comments regarding e-commerce that a website should be about the customer and not the MSP. Can you elaborate on that? Specifically, what that looks like?" I love a good discussion topic like this. There's a concept I latch on to often when I think about messaging. It's not about me, it's about you. Think about someone at a party, two people talk. One keeps going on and on. "I did this, we did this." You know exactly who I'm talking about, a person who just talks about themselves. Now compare that to someone being asked about their interests. It's a very different conversation. First ask questions, and the second answers them in ways that they connect over information sharing. People do love to talk about themselves. It's a well-known selling tactic to ask questions. But what people do not like is a braggart. If you spend too much time on yourself, you lose the interest and the trust of the other party. Now, let's apply that to a website specifically. This is all about language and the way information is presented. In particular, the difference between what something is and does versus the benefits of that. As a potential customer, I don't actually really understand what your managed services is. Put yourself in your customer's head. They're a lawyer, a doctor, a plumber, maybe an accountant, office manager. Their expertise is not IT. In fact, they're looking for an IT company specifically because they want someone to help them. Thus, your choice of words on your site is what I'm talking about. Just like that conversation at a party, are you bragging about you or are you talking about helping them? Here's an example to break it down. I pulled this sentence from an MSP's website. "Our industry-leading security information event management, SIM tools, will monitor, detect, and protect against all security-relevant events. We use a layered security model that combines the latest threat intelligence with a deep understanding of every possible angle of vulnerability." How many of those words do you think a customer actually understands? It even includes the acronym. Let's see, buzzword bingo: security information event management, security related events, layered security model, threat intelligence. Do you think potential customers actually understand this? Just for the record, this example I pulled, that website actually lists no geek speak as a benefit below that paragraph on their website. I kid you not. How about this? If you offer DNS protections as one of your products, do you think potential customers know what DNS is and why you would protect it? Let's think about it this way, too. Let's assume for a moment on your website you have a menu bar that includes managed security service, managed IT service, and cloud managed services. If you're a customer, what do you need? Now, I want to contrast with another services space, financial advising. Again, there's some complexity to the way they sell too. Here's their approach. "You dream it, we'll help you live it." The big button, start plan. A section, "What you get with us is a partner, a plan, and best-in-class products and services." You know what they aren't listing? The specific products and services. In fact, it's the planning they focus on. The big call to action buttons are to connect to an advisor. For those wondering about my e-commerce statement, they have that too. They have interactive tools to ask what the goals are, my demographics, and electronically let me book the actual appointment, not waiting on a call back. The content is written in a way that's about the customer's outcome, my dreams, my goals, not what they're selling. There's no buzzwords about IRAs, SEPs, 401ks. It's not a menu of services. It's information about planning to get to the goal. Let's apply that back to the IT provider's website. Are you focused too much on the details of the products or services rather than what you get? Take your editing pen to your website. What is the most simple, pure, and easy message you can convey? Will a fifth grader understand? Will they know what to do? There's a myth that consumers, customers, want choice. They don't. What they really want is confidence that they're making the right choice. That's your goal. Can you convey information that they need to make the right choice and remove information that takes away from that goal? Buyers want to feel empowered. They want to feel confident. They do not want to be confused. You want to answer their questions, not provide information that confuses them. So your goal here is to present just enough information. Now, some additional tips. Ask yourself, could anyone say this? Among my favorite benefits that anyone could say is, our people make the difference. Now, don't get me wrong. I absolutely believe that people make the difference in a business. But who wouldn't say this? Instead, make sure your claims are tangible and they're relevant to your audience, not to you. What expertise are you bringing that's uniquely you? How do you measure success for your clients, and how do they know they've achieved it? Make it about them and not about you. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.